A proposal requiring reductions in mercury along with ozone pollutants got reworked by a Republican-controlled committee that was concerned about the cost to utilities and ultimately customers. The Department of Natural Resources estimates that pollution controls on coal plants would add only $5 to $12 a year to ratepayer bills. DNR Secretary Matt Frank says that cost would be outweighed by health care savings due to fewer pollution-related medical issues. And Frank says the health of the tourism industry is another consideration.
Simply put, fishing is big business to Wisconsin. It's an important part of our heritage.
A group representing some of the largest commercial users of electricity opposes the 90% mercury reduction rules. The Wisconsin Industrial Energy Group's Todd Stewart says it's just one of many pollution mandates coming down the pike.
All these things are piling on, creating tremendous cost pressure that we cannot get out of. We sold all our nuclear power plants. There's no way we can mask these sort of rate increases anymore.
Opposition to the proposed pollution controls also came from some environmentalists who said the rules need to apply to all power companies and much sooner. They say the benchmarks are too late. And now with committee approval hinging on revisions that would prompt further delay, DNR officials are looking at how they can quickly pass pollution control measures 8 years in the making at a time when federal mercury rules are in limbo. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.